Vision Zero is a Town of Chapel Hill commitment to eliminating all traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2031. The Chapel Hill Town Council adopted the Vision Zero resolution in October to use as a guide in planning the design of streets and sidewalks, as well as traffic enforcement. Bergen Watterson, the Town of Chapel Hill Transportation Planning Manager, said changes to the roads will not prevent crashes from occurring, but Vision Zero can lower the risks involved in crashes.
Everything I've noted here tonight are not going to prevent crashes. I think one of the most important things, at least for me, that I really appreciate about Vision Zero that I think is really important is that humans are going to make mistakes and crashes are going to happen. The goal that we have is to make the infrastructure and policy changes so that crashes, when they do happen, that they don't result in serious injury or death.
While the Vision Zero project focuses on long-term goals, the Town of Chapel Hill has already implemented several short-term projects. Rectangular Rapid Flashing Beacons, RRFBs, were installed on Estes Drive at Caswell Road and on Homestead Road at Aquatic Center Drive. Bike lanes were completed on Country Club Road and Europa Drive. High-visibility crosswalks were also implemented at the intersection of Mitchell Lane and Robertson Street. Town staff announced plans to add additional bike lanes and multi-use paths and sidewalks to other roads in the town later this year. Michael Parker urged town staff to do as much as possible in improving road safety as fast as possible.
There were a number of things that were mentioned that might not happen for several months. I think anything that we can do to do things faster is only to the good. This is an urgent problem, and I think we need to treat it with that level of urgency.
Other council members shared their thoughts on long-term focuses for the town that could also improve safety. Amy Ryan said investment in the greenways of the town could provide better infrastructure for bikers and pedestrians.
I think one of the ways to make bike riding really safe is to actually separate that mode of transportation off the roads. And I know that's not going to be possible everywhere, but there are communities that have invested in a very strong network of greenways and paths that are off-road that don't have conflicts with cars that can really serve as a transportation network.
Karen Stegman said the town has a mobility and connectivity plan ready to go, but it needs more funding.
I think we've been a little too reactive, waiting for things to happen when development happens. And it's expensive. It is. There's no question. But it's taking too long. We have to be more ambitious about getting this infrastructure in place. And as everyone has said, if it doesn't feel safe, people aren't going to use it.
Stegman took it even further, saying safety goals affect many of the town's priorities.
This is a climate issue. This is a land use issue. This is an equity issue. This touches on all the priorities we say we have, and I know we all care about it.
Town staff said next steps include working with the NCDOT on speed safety studies and implementing small-scale pedestrian improvements throughout the town. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.